siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
The same thing happened with Mary. The angel come and said, I'm going to do something that you can't imagine. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. And guess what's going to happen? And she said, how? I don't know a man. She wasn't saying it's not going to. She was saying, I don't understand. Explain to me and I'll receive it. And he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And he's going to put the seed in you, and it'll be the holy birth. And she said, be it unto your servant as you say. Amen. If you don't believe, you will walk past your blessing. Come on. Amen. I'm telling you, only in God's mercy and his grace he gave John the Baptist, because he had to be part of this deal. And let me tell you something. Mary believed, even though it seemed impossible. Not a man. Impossible. And that's why people can't, so many people can't accept the fact that there was a virgin birth. A virgin birth. They can't believe that. Wow. And she believed it. And she got the baby. Amen. So look at Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 2. And look what it says here. Looking unto Jesus, the author and... He's not just the author. He's something else. What else is he? He's the finisher. What does an author do? He's the one that begins it. He starts it. He started this thing. Is that correct? What does a finisher do? Completes it. He ends it. He brings it to completion. And the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes. He will get you to that place where you will be most effective in your life. Right. Now it's an ongoing journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Right. I know most of us wish it did, but it doesn't. It's an ongoing journey. It's a process that we go through. It's a case of surrendering and saying, yes, Lord. And then going the way you think and making a mistake, coming back saying, sorry, Lord. And then he directs you and you say, yes, Lord. And then, hey, wow, look where I've got to this time. And all of a sudden you're up here. And then you keep going, you make a mistake or maybe not, but you're up here. And you keep going and you're up here. And God is taking you on a journey. Think it not strange when you fall into fiery tests and trials. The enemy's trying to trip us up. He doesn't want completion in your life. He knows the author's got a hold of you first and foremost. He knows that because the Spirit of God resides in you and he can't get your spirit. So he knows that. He knows the author's had his start. Now he's trying to block the author from finishing it. Amplified says it this way. It says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. That's huge. Just look at me for a second. Don't read the rest. Look what he says here. He says here, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Looking away from. Look away. Look away from what will distract you looking at Jesus. What is it that's making you distracted from Jesus? Is it PC? Is it the world? Is it your flesh? Is it your emotions? Looking away. You've got to look away from all those things that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Say, I'm perfect in Christ. You see, your spirit man is perfect in Christ. Now he's going to get the rest of us to be perfect in Christ. And I know at the twinkling of an eye when we get raptured, we're going to be perfect all around in Christ. But we can accomplish it in the earth. We can walk in that absolute holiness that Jesus walked in on the earth. Why? Because we've got the greater one on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit is with us right now. And he can help us to walk in the perfection. It's not easy, but if we surrender, he'll never lead us astray. Holy Spirit will never lead you astray. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And he'll never cause you to buy something that you shouldn't buy. He'll never tell you to marry someone you shouldn't marry. He'll never tell you to take the job you shouldn't take. He'll never tell you to get the house you shouldn't get. He'll never tell you to go into the church you shouldn't go into. He'll never tell you anything that is not going to get you towards the end mark. He's not going to take you off that path that he knows that there is waiting for you, that perfection that is preordained, pre-planned, before the foundation of the world, before you were in your mother's womb. He knew you and you were fearfully and wonderfully made and created. And every one of your days was written in his book. Before one of them was even manifest, he knows the end from the beginning. And your end is perfection. And he's the author. He's the starter. And if you stay with it, he'll bring you to a place that you won't recognize you. You will not recognize yourself. You'll look in the mirror and say, "Whoa, who are you?" But if you look into the mirror of God's word, you'll say, "There I am. That's me. In the middle picture, there on the cross, that's me with Jesus Christ. You see where Jesus was resurrected? Me too, man. I was." And you know when Jesus ascended? Yeah. Ephesians 2:6 says, "I've been seated together with Christ in heavenly places." So when Jesus was crucified, I was. When Jesus came out of the tomb, I was resurrected. When Jesus ascended into heaven, I went with him. Amen. I mean, there's something about us. You know, I started something on Sunday and I didn't get to it. We're looking at these supernatural figures like Marvel, all these Marvel characters and Iron Man and Superman and Spider-Man and Batman and all these characters, and everyone loves them and the box offices explode with money going to watch these supernatural movies because people want the supernatural. Well, let me tell you something. We don't need Spider-Man. We are supernatural already. We really are. God has created something absolutely amazing. Do you understand? And we don't see that in ourselves. We don't see what the work that Jesus did in us is so huge, and we don't see it. We don't really acknowledge it. We don't acknowledge the greater one that was the one that was hovering over the earth. And God the Father said, "Light be." And the one that's in us said, "Okay, boom." And he brought light. Explosive dunamis power burst out of the Holy Spirit. He's here. He's in me. He's in you. Smith Wigglesworth didn't raise a single person from the dead. The Holy Spirit did. Jesus, the man, didn't raise a single piece of person from the dead. The Holy Spirit in Christ did. Ooh. Now I get kicked out of most churches for that right there. Acts 10:38. We just tell them to read that and a few others. Amen. Wow. I get excited. Can you tell? I believe that God is all powerful. God is all good. And God wants to do great things in our lives. In our lives. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Now, the voice translation says it this way. It says, "Now stay focused on Jesus who designed and perfected our faith." He's designed. He's given you perfect faith. Do you know that there's no better faith than what God gave you? That's why I said mustard seed faith can do absolutely anything. You're not going to get any better faith. Faith came by hearing the word of God. You don't get better faith than God faith. Have the faith of God. Have faith like God. Have the God kind of faith. That's what the Bible says in Mark 11:22. And so we've got that perfect faith that can propel us and take us to such a victory that we can, don't take the apple tree, take the orchard. Amen. Don't take $50, take 50 million. Why? So that I can build orphanages. So that I can build churches, I can build schools, I can do this. We are so limited in our thinking. Our thinking is so wrapped up in what we've been brought up in and in this fleshly, earthly suit. We can't bust out of that thing and see the bigger picture. Amen. We've got to see the bigger picture. We have got to become who we are. Jesus said, listen, he said in John 15:5, he said, "Hey, I am the vine. try and be the branches. Try your hardest to be the branches. I'm the vine. You try and be the branches. No, he said, I'm the vine. You are the branch. You are. If you're in Christ, you are the branch. And what grows on the branch? Fruit. Amen. Amen. And so we got to stay focused. He says, now stay focused on Jesus. And distractions, cause us to lose our focus. Distractions cause us to lose our focus. That's why all of this stuff going on in the world is just focus breaker after focus breaker after focus breaker. It's evil, a lot of evil, but it's focus breakers. It's to call you off your God-ordained assignment. Amen. To become perfect in Him and do what He does. Yes. It's designed to stop us in our tracks. All the stuff you read and you hear about and you see and all that kind of stuff. My God, I read yesterday and the day before, I was reading Isaiah 29 and 30. Just read Isaiah 29 and 30 and see it's talking about today and the people. My God, I don't want to be them. I don't want to be those people. I don't want to be the evil. And that's in the Old Testament. Sweet Lord, let me tell you something. We, with the Holy Spirit, have the power to effect incredible change. Amen. Incredible change in the world. Yeah. I've been watching revival. I was watching videos on documentaries on, I was watching one on the Great Welsh Revival in 1904. Then I was watching the one on the revival in Azusa Street. At Azusa Street, and I was watching some other revivals. You know, there's been a lot of revivals, and they were just ordinary guys. Yep. Just ordinary, everyday people like you and me. And they had a passion for God, and they just went to pray, and they just loved God, and they just wanted God. And revival that came changed the world. The Welsh revival started another 15 revivals. The Azusa Street. Listen, I was watching Bill Johnson the other day. He was preaching right near Azusa Street in LA. And he was preaching there and he said, this land, right here, this land has been hijacked by the enemy. We're here today for such a time as this, reclaiming that which was stolen. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. I believe we're going to have prophetic declarations, visions, and we're going to start seeing and hearing things coming from people that you'd least expect it. They're just going to start opening up, and you're going to hear God come out of them. My sister-in-law went down to West Palm Beach yesterday. There was a Muslim. He's got a church down in West Palm Beach that God visited him. God came to his life while he was a Muslim and got him saved. Now he's got a Christian church down in West Palm Beach, preaching Christ and Him crucified. God's got some power. And we've got that resident in us. And so it's we become so distracted with all the problems around us. It's like the devil is like that lion tamer. You know, he's got the chair and the whip. And we're focusing on those two things instead of the real problem, which is the lion trend. Same with the matador. We're focusing on the red cloth instead of the guy holding the red cloth. And he's just there to get you. He's distracting the lion. He's distracting the bull so he can kill it. With a bull, he can kill it with the sword we were talking about. He does that. How? By distracting you. The enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, who can he devour? Those that are distracted and don't know who they are in Christ. Don't know their rights. Don't know they have the authority. Hi. This is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us just as the blood from His body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, or you would just like to learn about healing, to pass it on and pray for others, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its